This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, school in a pandemic.
It was becoming too stressful. There was just too many fights, too many meltdowns.
A parent, her daughters, and their teacher share what they're going through. The health concerns, challenges with teaching and learning online, and never knowing what's coming next.
I'm not 100% here as a teacher. I'm not 100% at home. I just don't feel successful anywhere.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
We end this week focusing on a force in American life, Dolly Parton. Her million-dollar contribution to Vanderbilt University's coronavirus research helped in the development of the promising Moderna vaccine. She has 44 career top 10 country albums, a record for any artist, and more than 100 chart-topping singles over the past 40 years. Now, with a new book and Christmas musical, she told me this week she is more productive than ever before. The story is part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
More, honey, try.
She's here.
Take a leap, you just might fly.
Here.
She's dazzling.
And here.
She's delightful.
I'm kicking up my heels tonight.
And here.
Hey, jolly Christmas, here you come again.
Everything is coming up Dolly, all part of the Dolly Empire.
You walk right in the door.
You are writing songs, you're singing, you're acting, you are doing philanthropic work, you're running your business, you're producing musicals. What's going on? How do you do this?
Well, I have a lot of passion. I have a lot of spiritual energy and a lot of creative energy, and that's a pretty big force, actually. I have to say that I'm a lot busier now than I was when I first started, because I was just trying to get things going. And I think energy begets energy, and I just love being creative and getting to do things for other people, and especially working during a time like this when everybody's been kind of shut down from their normal life.
That energy may never have been more evident than it is right now with the release of a 19-set DVD collection of her music, A Holly Dolly Christmas, her first holiday release in 30 years.
Cut her up and close it down.
A musical out next week, Christmas on the Square on Netflix, and a book out this week, Songteller, My Life in Lyrics.
Is there more of you that's the singer, more of you that's the writer? Are they equal parts of who you are?
I have to honestly say that I think I take myself more serious as a songwriter than anything else. There are many writers greater than me, but that's just been the thing that I've seemed to enjoy the most because it's my therapy, it's my pleasure, it's my job, it's my joy.
Dolly Parton grew up the fourth of 12 children in a one-room cabin on the banks of Little Pigeon River in the tiny East Tennessee town of Pittman Center. She began singing as a child on local radio and TV. By 13, she was recording her first records and appeared at the Grand Ole Opry, where Johnny Cash encouraged her to follow her talent. She lives in Nashville. Tennessee has always been home base, and she's kept family and her own life experiences central to her work.
There's also threads of me in everything that I write, almost like little secret pieces of me that even I myself don't really realize, but I have the gift of rhyme and I love to write songs. And I can write other people's sorrows, other people's happiness.
Although we had no money.
She's composed an extraordinary 3,000 songs, including Code of Many Colors, 9 to 5,
Jolene,
and I Will Always Love You. Dolly became the first country artist to chart a top 20 Billboard across 7 consecutive decades, beginning in the 60s.
You better get to living, giving.
Another Parton passion is literacy. Her Imagination Library, now in its 25th year, will donate the 150 millionth book to children around the world next month. All the result, again, of Parton responding to something close to home.
I am as proud of the Imagination Library as I ever will be, anything I ever do for the rest of my life. And I have told the story many times of how it came to be because of my own father, who couldn't read and write, grew up in a big family in the mountains. And so when I saw how crippled that had made my dad emotionally, I wanted to do something to help him. He just loved being part of that, and he took such pride in it, and that gave me such pride in myself that I could do that for my daddy.
When life is good again, I'll be a better friend.
In this song, When Life is Good Again, released in May, Parton was addressing the pandemic and the crushing effect it's had across the country.
It's affected me in many ways. It's affected my businesses, everything that I stand for. This whole year has taken a major toll on everybody. This is the craziest year I've ever seen in my whole life. I didn't want to be crippled with fear about it, and that I had the freedom and the ability and the equipment to do something about it, so I kept trying to work.
In the music video you released in the spring, you did say at the end, wear a mask.
If wearing a mask is gonna keep some germs off of you or somebody else, why not? Even if, you know, some people say it's crazy not to.
We also know this year, Dolly Parton, we've seen a gaping political divide in this country. You live in a very red state, Tennessee. How do you see it there?
I've seen what a great divide it has caused, even within my own family and amongst my own friends. I don't know what to make of how people are acting these days, how we have to take even our political views to such degree to where it just destroying our whole families and our whole lifestyle. So we need to pay a little more attention to being human beings rather than getting so caught up in so much other stuff.
She defines herself as nonpartisan. But Parton does speak out on some important causes like Black Lives Matter.
When someone blatantly asks you, do you think Black Lives Matter? Well, of course Black Lives Matter. We're all God's children. We all have a place in this world. We all need to be loved and respected.
In the 1980 feature film, 9 to 5, Parton championed the rights of working women. She told me about her own approach to overcoming barriers, making music, and running her empire, including a Dollywood theme park.
I protest in my own way through my songs. I actually am able to speak for women and for myself, and I had it easier than most because I was confident in myself and either too dumb to know or to think about it in any other way that I had a talent that I thought could make us all a bunch of money, and that's what I go into business meetings with men. Of course, I've been hit on all my life, and especially in those early days, but I knew how to manage that myself. I never sold out, never did anything that was going to take away from who I was as a human being. I don't care if you're, like I say, black or white or whatever. I don't care if you're gay or lesbian or transgender. Everybody should have an equal chance.
You have said a couple times, you've been quoted as saying anyway, that you didn't want to look old, which of course you do not. But is there anything good about getting older, do you think?
Some good things about getting older is that you can look back on your life and see what you've accomplished and see what you can do to help other people on their journey, which is what I'm doing right now. I want to live young. I want to think young. I want to do young. I want to always be important. I want to be useful. And as I've often said, I would much rather wear out than to rust out.
For someone in that rarefied group of entertainers to have received nominations for Grammy, Tony, Emmy, and Academy Awards, and has projects backed up for the future, rusting out seems highly unlikely.
She is a force of nature, one powerful woman. Thank you, Dolly Parton.